The song says, God's got a blessing with your name on it this morning. Give God a round of applause this morning. Give God some praise this morning today. I welcome all of you who are in the sanctuary today in person, as well as those of us who are watching on live stream praying with us today. You are in the right place at the right time this morning to give God praise and thanks today. It's a great pleasure of mine as the pastor of this great church to welcome home Father Ed Hallinan. So Father Ed, welcome home. Welcome home. Amen, amen, amen. It was back in May 24th this past year when we saw the whole world watch the horrific murder of George Floyd. That horrible experience that was captured on video that stays with us as a sign of the tremendous reality of the meanness and the oppression that so many people feel. Many of us were moved to do something beyond prayer. Prayer is good, but action must always follow prayer. Yes, yes. I reached out to my brother, Father Ed, and asked him, was he interested in having a conversation with our parishioners, the people of St. John's in Wallingford, and the people of St. Martin de Porres? And of course, he said yes. Many of you were part of that town meeting we had back in June. We came together to listen, to pray, to listen, and to pray. To encounter each other. The difference between Wallingford and North Philadelphia are extreme. We have more in common than we have opposite. And so we came together at that time. But also we knew that it had to be more than simply a one-time event. One-time events are nice, but that's not enough. We're never going to heal the racial divide just with one-time events, with statements. It's ongoing healing. Ongoing conversation, ongoing action that's essential that we might rise up and be the people we're called to be. Yes. It was from that conversation that action took place. We thank God for Our Lady, don't we? Amen. We thank God for the lay folks, amen? Amen. And it was Mary Chalet and James Andrews who led this effort with members of our church families. And we've been meeting together since then, trying to find ways to encounter each other, to be formed, but also action steps. With the people part of this ministry from both St. John's in Wallingford and St. Martin's in North Philadelphia, would you stand? We might acknowledge your presence and thank you for what you do for our church. Amen. And so today is really a church swap. The people of St. John's with their pastor, Father Ed, are here, and we're coming to your place very soon to bring the gifts of who we are as a people to Wallingford. In this time in our nation's history, which is certainly torn apart by meanness, by lies, and by violence, don't we need to come together?
Yes, we do. Yes, yes.
I don't think y'all heard me this morning. Yes, yes. You see, there is no black Eucharist. There is no white Eucharist.
Come on, come on.
There is no Democrat Eucharist.
Come on.
There's no Republican Eucharist. There's no suburban or city. There's one Eucharist. It says, give me Jesus. Yes. We come here today. We come here today. You think about it. What we're doing right here in North Philadelphia is happening in every Catholic church throughout the Archdiocese. We are Catholic. The Word of God, and the Eucharist that sustains us, is the same. Would that we might use it to go out and make our world a better place. In the gospel today, Andrew brought Peter to Jesus. I'm so glad, Father Ed, you brought your people here to St. Martin's. And I'm so glad we're here today to pray, to thank God for his blessings, and to rise up. If we don't rise up as God's people, and to live out our faith, then what are we doing here on Sunday morning?
Come on.
We are St. Martin de Porres Catholic Church in the Kingdom of North Philadelphia. We are St. John's Wallingford in the kingdom of that community. We come together today to pray and ask God to heal our lands and give us the strength we need by a good priest, a fine priest, to lead us in prayer today. Father Ed, welcome home. Amen.
He's a blessing to North Philly, to Wallingford, to Pennsylvania, the United States, and the world. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters, we come here to rejoice in Jesus Christ. We come here to offer him our brokenness, our sinfulness, our woundedness, and we call upon the healing mercy of God.